Liam, have you contacted me before? Have we had this conversation in the past?
Yes, Frank, I've contacted you before a few months ago regarding about the issue.
Yes, I think, Liam, now, I think from our records, it could be more than 12 months ago.
I think it was about, I don't know, I'm not too sure.
Yeah, but have you been on the radio with me? Because the reason that I ask, someone else about a year ago brought up very similar topic, and you know, the reaction we got was, why do you let these people on the line? So I was just putting out this wee bit of a warning to those who are listening that everything you are about to say may not sound very sensible. However, you do want to talk about it, so fire away, Liam.
Well, Frank, firstly, starting off with a statement like that, suggesting that it won't be sensible, you know, it's more or less derogatory before I even begin. But anyway...
I have an idea what you're going to be saying, so I do think you're talking nonsense, but this is even before you speak, because I know what the topic is, so put fire away.
Right, the topic is chemtrails, stratospheric aerosol injection. Now, the CIA director, David Brennan, who spoke at the CIA relations at some border in America, openly admitted that he was using these spraying toxics in the air. So they have. Now, if you look at the Belfast sky today, it's been a beautiful morning, and then constant plane after plane is leaving a thick mist. It's blocking out the sun, and there's no... It's happening on a regular occurrence. The bee population is actually down off too. All this can be researched online.
So you believe, just to keep up with you here, you believe there are planes flying across Belfast at the moment, and they are controlling the population?
No, not controlling the population. I mean, it's killing off. Like, so the chemicals, if you need to research this here, Frank, first and foremost, before giving an opinion on it.
Yeah, but Liam, hold on. You're on a public platform here, and you're suggesting that there are aeroplanes flying overhead killing people.
Not killing people. I said the bee population has completely died off. Once the bees go, you know, Frank, we go too.
Yes, but but if we follow through your point, it's controlling the population of human beings. That is part of the conspiracy theory.
It's weather manipulation, so it is. It's a controlled weather, so it is. And just look at the sky today. Just look up, plane after plane after plane, leaving a contrail is a small trail which disperses within seconds. These airplane trails are lingering for hours upon hours, blacking out the sun, just leaving a thick mist. What is that? I certainly didn't see it when I was a child growing up. Now, I'm not a crazy conspiracy theorist. I don't have a tinfoil hat on me now. I'm a critical thinker. I research all these facts. I've looked at all the websites. And then if it comes from the CIA, director's own voice, saying that they are using this program at a cost of £10 billion, per year, well then surely I can't be wrong.
So do you only believe then, just so as I don't misrepresent you, that it is weather modification? There are people like-minded to you who believe that it's solar radiation management, psychological manipulation, human population control, that's the one that I put to you a moment ago, or biological or chemical warfare. So we presume that you're not suggesting there's biological or chemical warfare going on, but do you feel that there is an initiative happening in the skies above us that in any way is going to influence the health of the population below and keep that population under control?
Absolutely. Oh, you have to look back at Operation Paperclip that the Americans used spraying over to control mindsets of people, the kill enemy and everything. Spraying is not a new thing on people, or it's been used in warfare for decades now, so it hasn't been brought to light because media refuses to even give it the time of day. So it does.
Well, we're giving it the time of day today, Liam, but at the same time, we have to remember that it's... You know, it's a broadcast facility that has to take some responsibility for what it broadcasts. I'm going to use a derogatory term here, and I'm not using it about you, but there are people out there who come under the crackpot umbrella, and we have to emphasise the fact that they do exist.
Absolutely. There is people out there who take, you know, these flat earth theories and all that here And I mean, I just don't buy in there. But Frank, I'm going to tell you now, I have researched all of this, and I'm not the only one. You just have to go online and all these different sites, you know.
Okay, but, let me, you refer to the CIA director. Let's have a word from him, because he may be fully endorsing what you're saying.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion.
Now, the suggestion there isn't that they're going to absolutely wipe out mankind.
Okay. Right, I get the clip, but I've seen that on numerous times. But he also, he didn't state what chemicals he's using in that there. Some of these chemicals have been tested. Frank, there's nano aluminium coated fiberglass, known as chaff, that's in this radioactive thorium. There's so many different, you know, like mold spores, yellow fungi. There's loads of different stuff. It's toxic. What's been spreading out now? They don't go into, he doesn't go into the specifics of what's being spread.
And do you think that's possibly why we're coming down with so many horrible illnesses on this planet?
Well, so Frank, you know, this has been going on for the last 10 years now. You know, no one really knows what the outcome of this is. But I'm looking up at the sky at the minute, and all I can see is just a thick lens of just, you know, they're not clouds. It's mist. It's like a thick mist left from his jetcraft.
Yeah, but Liam, there's been mist in the past. There's smog. There's a whole variety of weather effects up there.
It's like a long snake. It's fizzling out. Then that fizzling out turns to mist. And then the next thing you know, the sun's blacked out.
Liam has made his point just ahead of the news at 11 o'clock. Do you agree with him? Do you buy into the chemtrail idea, or is it simply a conspiracy? Does the man actually make a very important point? I'd love to hear from you if you feel that he should be listened to. You know the number, 90333105.